Parakbeis Mishnah Aleph. Earlier on in the previous parak, we had a machlokes as to when exactly is the last time one is allowed to eat chometz on Erev Pesach. Now the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel was that by the end of the fourth hour of the day, one must stop eating chometz. However, truma, which is chometz, can be eaten all the way until the end of the fifth hour, and then all the chometz need to be burnt in the sixth hour. Since we don't want to destroy truma, because it's generally a prohibition to do so, so there's an extra hour given to eat truma. Now this Mishnah the Gemara explains is continuing the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, and he tells us that kol shor shemutar le'achol, as long as a person is allowed to eat chometz on Erev Pesach, and we're talking about as long as one is allowed to eat truma even, so all the way until the fifth hour, ma'achala behima l'chayv l'oifos, one is allowed to feed chometz to his animals, his domesticated animals, his more wild animals, and his birds, even chulin, which is chometz. Chulin refers to regular food which anybody can eat. So even though one is not allowed to eat chulin in the fifth hour, one is allowed to benefit from the chometz in the fifth hour, and therefore he can feed it to his animals. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah lists all these different types of animals because it teaches us something extra, because even though domesticated animals generally leave over part of the food, they're not going to eat all of the food which you put in front of them, we're nevertheless not concerned that you might come to forget to destroy that which they leave over. And wild animals can sometimes even have the tendency to hide the food, but the Mishnah is telling us that we're not concerned that they will come to do so, and we trust you that you will make sure to burn any of the chometz which is left over. And since we mentioned behemoth and chai already, so the Mishnah also listed birds that one is allowed to feed the birds. One is allowed to sell his chometz to a non-Jew, even during that fifth hour. One is still allowed to benefit from it until the end of the fifth hour. The Gemara explains that this point is coming to add, even though we already realized from the first half of the Mishnah one is allowed to benefit from chometz during the fifth hour, the Mishnah adds to teach us another case, and that is that if chometz became burnt to the point where it loses all of its taste and it's barely fit for eating, so then you're allowed to benefit from it even after the fifth hour. Says Mishnah, in all of the other cases of Azmanai, if it's time past, meaning past the fifth hour, once the sixth hour has begun, Osu Bahana Osai, it is forbidden to benefit from any of one's chametz, and he needs to burn it, V'lo Yasi V'tanu V'chirayim, but he cannot use it to fuel his oven or his stove, even if he is destroying the chometz while doing so. So he is fulfilling the mitzvah of destroying the chometz. When doing so, he is still not allowed to benefit from that burning, since from the sixth hour onwards, it is already forbidden to benefit from chometz, at least on a midrabanan level. Alright, now how exactly does one need to destroy the chometz? Yehuda says, "Ein bir chometz el asreifa." The only way to fulfill the mitzvah of bir chometz, of destroying the chometz, is by burning it. Rabbi Yehuda learns this from Nisar, which refers to korbanos which have been left over past the time which they need to be eaten in, and the Torah says that Nisar needs to be burnt, and Rabbi Yehuda compares chometz to Nisar, just like Nisar is forbidden to benefit from, and if one does eat it, then he is chayav kores if he does it intentionally, and if he does it by mistake, then he needs to bring a korban chatos. All of those things apply to chometz as well, and therefore the only way to destroy it is by burning it. However, the chachom say, it's enough to crumble it and throw it into the wind, a matlayom, or throw it into the sea, since you no longer have that chometz with you, and it's no longer fit for eating, it's totally crumbled away. That is enough in order to fulfill the mitzvah of bir chometz.